Du lytter til The Temporary Radio for Fresh Air and a World with Less Walls. Og vi sender fra Kunsthal Aarhus live fredag, lørdag, søndag mellem 1 og 17. Og nu skal vi til næste punkt på programmet, som er New Poets at the Beach.
New Poets at the Beach. If you want less, tell me.
This is the program New Poets at the Beach, with three short interventions every day, the last 10 minutes of the day. And today you will get to know Frank O'Hara with Having a Coke with You. This is not a very comfortable kind of sitting. Yeah. There's a poem that's called Having a Coke with You by Frank O'Hara. It was written in the 60s, and it says that having a Coke with you is even more fun than to travel far away, to have holidays at a fancy beach or a famous party avenue. I found it in a book that's called Cruising Utopia. The book is about the utopian feelings you can already have in the present while remembering great things that already happened in the past. The author is talking about queer futurism as counterpart to straight time, where you can only marry straight, work and worry. I found the poem about having a Coke with you again on YouTube, read by Frank O'Hara himself, and I put it together with some house music, not only because its relation to exciting moments of ecstasy and carefree party time, but as well because we literally need more houses where we can live in for free, or at least for very cheap rent, and take our time to live, to love, and to unlearn all the not useful stuff which fills our heads and hearts to the brim, and which we learned while being capitalistic, competitive, available, and nice. Frank O'Hara was a great queer ecstatic poet. He lived in the 60s and died too early because he was struck by a dune buggy on the Fire Island beach. So here it goes.
Having a Coke with you is even more fun than going to San Sebastian, Irun, Ondi, Biarritz, Bayonne, or being sick to my stomach on the Travessera de Gracia in Barcelona. Partly because in your orange shirt you look like a better, happier Saint Sebastian. Partly because of my love for you. Partly because of your love for yogurt. Partly because of the fluorescent orange tulips around the birches. Partly because of the secrecy our smiles take on before people and statuary. It is hard to believe when I'm with you that there can be anything as still, as solemn, as unpleasantly definitive as statuary when right in front of it, in the warm New York 4 o'clock light. We are drifting back and forth between each other like a tree breathing through its spectacles. And the portrait show seems to have no faces in it at all, just paint. You suddenly wouldn't find the world anyone ever did them. I look at you, and I would rather look at you than all the portraits in the world except possibly for the Polish rider occasionally. And anyway, it's in the Frick, which thank heavens you haven't gone to yet so we can go together the first time. And the fact that you move so beautifully more or less takes care of futurism, just as at home I never think of the nude descending a staircase, or at a rehearsal a single drawing of Leonardo or Michelangelo that used to wow me. And what good does all the research of the Impressionists do them, when they never got the right person to stand near the tree when the sun sank? Or for that matter, Marino Marini, when he didn't pick the rider as carefully as the horse. It seems they were all cheated of some marvelous experience, which is not going to go wasted on me, which is why I'm telling you about it. Having a Coke with you. Having a Coke with you. cope with you. Futurism. Is even more fun than going to San Sebastian.
Which is why I'm telling you about it.
Til den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure. The Temporary Radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. You just listened to New Poets at the Beach. And this is the Temporary Radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. And tomorrow we will invite you to an action in the city or a performance in the city. It's called Radio Ballet for Empty Spaces, a space-extending experience. And we will meet, or you should be there, at 1:30 in front of the train station tomorrow. Bring your headphones and your passport, if you have one.
We will bring radios, if you have one, or a smartphone, or whatever, you can listen with that as well. Just be there, join it, don't miss it, it will be great, awesome.
Yes.
It will be fun.
It will.
It will be just fun.
It will be space extending. And yes, this was the first day on Den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure. Nu taler jeg lige dansk igen. Vi er et internationalt kollektiv af radioaktivister, radiokunstnere, radioamatører og radiomennesker fra Tyskland og Danmark. Vi vil sende igen i morgen fra Kunsthal Aarhus på frekvens 98,7. Det er over Aarhus Lokalradio. Fredag, lørdag, søndag 13-17. I kan læse mere på www.thetemporaryradio.org.